This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Newly released data from the U.S. Census Bureau has shed some statistical light on Montana's housing affordability problems. Housing affordability is a product of two things: how much it costs people to keep a roof over their heads, and how much of their income they have to pay for it. While Montana has seen ballooning house prices in recent years, the state's population is also earning more. Census figures indicate the median monthly housing payment in 2022 was about $1,000, up from $730 in 2012. Median household income, in comparison, was about $68,000 last year, up from $45,000 a decade prior. A typical rule of thumb is that affordable housing costs no more than 30% of pre-tax income. About 29% of Montana households are paying more than that threshold. Census data shows that nearly all Montana renter and owner households with incomes of $50,000 or more, that's 89%, reporting housing costs below that 30% of income threshold. But lower income households, in comparison, often struggle. Of Montana renter households below the $50,000 income mark, 69% are cost burdened with housing payments above the 30% threshold. That means that 71,500 households have housing costs that have risen by 9 percentage points over the last decade. These numbers represent the full state of Montana, both destination communities like Bozeman, but also parts of Montana that remain comparatively affordable. Wyoming hunters are opting not to use their deer tags in a movement that's catching on across the nation. Wyoming's Let a Deer Walk program saw nearly 1,200 hunters turning in their Wyoming deer tags this year so that devastated Wyoming deer herds have a better chance at population recovery. Let a Deer Walk was initiated this year by Zach Key of LaBarge. Like many hunters, he was appalled by the scale of a winter kill, particularly in the famed Wyoming Range mule deer herd. Many of the herd's adult deer starved or froze to death last winter, and it's feared that this year's entire population of fawns was killed, as brutal blizzards just kept coming well into spring. So he came up with the simple concept. Hunters could purchase their deer tags as usual, but instead of going deer hunting this fall, they could turn the tags in, using the tags instead as raffle tickets for prize drawings last month. Businesses in Wyoming and neighboring states supported the idea and donated items and services such as taxidermy and an ATV as prizes for 21 lucky winners. The program is gaining popularity nationwide. It has resonated with two avid hunters thousands of miles away from Wyoming, one in North Carolina and another in West Virginia, who said they value the common respect that hunters share for wild places and wild critters, regardless of where they're from. Nationwide, other events have devastated wildlife numbers. Hunters have seen similar die-offs in beloved West Virginia white-tailed deer herds, mostly through disease. One disease, commonly called blue tongue, has occasionally hit deer and antelope in Wyoming. In 2012 in West Virginia, the illness decimated the deer population, another reason that recovery programs like Let a Deer Walk are gaining a national fan base. NASA is giving away tree seedlings that flew around the moon last year. In 2022, NASA's Artemis 1 mission flew around the moon with nearly 2,000 seeds from different tree species. When the mission returned to Earth, the Department of Agriculture's Forest Service germinated the tree seeds, creating seedlings that will soon be distributed among government organizations, K-12 schools, universities, museums, and other community-based groups. The seedlings are called moon trees, but these won't be the first moon trees. There were some aboard Apollo 14 in 1971, thanks to Command Module pilot Stuart Roosa, who carried hundreds of seeds in his personal kit. They were germinated and planted across the U.S. in the years following, some for the nation's bicentennial celebration in 1976. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.